Hi there. I'm Bruce Robinson, and Jake Bayless is here. And this is our second installment of weekly updates of the North Bay Voices project, which has, in the last 7 days, moved forward. And maybe we can start by identifying what those invisible steps have looked like.
The invisible steps. Well, it's amazing how much work is actually involved in trying to brand something, isn't it? So we have the North Bay Voice project, and that's going to be the working brand name that we go with for some public interaction. The other brand that we're going with is North Bay Voice, and ultimately it will become, I suppose everybody can kind of figure this out, it's going to be northbayvoice.org. Although it's not turned on yet, that isn't ready, but that's something that we're working on.
Already, though, it's beginning to show up in Twitter accounts.
That's right. So there is a place to keep track, and I'm trying my best, and certainly you are too, to keep people updated as to what's going on with the project, but also to kind of start the prime the pump and get some curated links going of stuff that we see kind of pass through the sphere of influence and important and informative stuff. And so that's at twitter.com/NorthBayVoice.
And if you haven't joined us, of course, we invite you to do that. As soon as we started doing this, one of the experiences we had, I'm speaking for myself, but I think I can generalize here, was seeing all this great stuff that, oh my gosh, if we just had a place to put that, we could put that there. This is something we could incorporate. This is something we could pull together. This is something we could share and see what people have to say about. And it's not too early, I think, to invite you to join in that. The best way to do that, I guess, is just to send us a link and see what we can do with it.
Right. Well, I think one of the really important value propositions that this project is going to bring to people like you and me, and everybody who might even bother to listen to this, and thank you if you are, and hopefully, send us an email, let us know, tweet. But I think that one of the things that's missing right now in any sort of media environment around here is a reputable place to go for curated links, a place to go and say, show me what's interesting and useful and do a bunch of the work for me. Make it easy for me to find what I want to read about, because everybody only has 15 minutes in their coffee break, technically, to to go and cruise the internet and find out what's happening in news locally and regionally and maybe nationally too. But I think one of the things that we're going to have to really pay careful attention to nurturing is the big list of all of the local content. And I think, maybe there's something about that we haven't fleshed out completely. Maybe there's something about that that's a little bit proprietary, that we keep tabs on, say, 100 different websites throughout the day. And when we find something that's really juicy and worthy of amplifying to other people, that's going to be the purpose of the Twitter account and for the curated links and things like that. And so that's just one little nugget of something we'll do that I don't think anybody anywhere in this area is effectively doing. And I'd love to be proved wrong.
So as we're moving ahead, we've begun talking about a couple of specific projects. It's a little early to go public, I guess, with details of those, but it's kind of exciting to see what the potential is for melding the existing KRCB organizational infrastructure with the rest of the world out there.
It's nice to know that the organization has our back. It really is. This is something, having been there, is terribly daunting to undertake yourself and to wing it from scratch, and to have the infrastructure, the support, a really trusted group of leaders and people who understand how to produce beautiful, delicious audio and video and content, that's hard to find. And so it's pretty darn cool, I think,
Perhaps we should explain, for the benefit of people who are coming to this from a outside KRCB realm, all of this is an outgrowth of some internal sort of soul searching we've been doing as an organization over the last 6 to 8 months, much of which has led to a realization that for KRCB to thrive going forward, we have to concentrate much more on being a content-driven organization and a content-creating organization. So this is one thread in that forward movement, and soon to be, I think, the most prominent or visible thread as we do that, because it's in some ways more nimble than sending out a TV crew to shoot an hour's worth of documentary material. We might be doing that some point down the road, but I think more likely we'll be seeing the fruits of our labors popping up in this environment.
I think it's about finding new audiences and going where those audiences are, right? The traditional broadcast model that KRCB hasn't been entrenched in for the last 30 years, and it's not alone. There are lots of other organizations just like KRCB that have, are struggling with how do you find a new audience that doesn't watch TV, doesn't even subscribe, doesn't have a home telephone. They have a cell phone and a laptop, and that's it. And I think that this is one of those missing links, and it's a natural outgrowth. It's just this is the embodiment of KRCB being a content and technology company for the community, of, by, and for the community. And I think that finally figuring out where that audience is, at least what direction it's moving, and trying to put something out in that space that appeals to them is really critical. Yeah.
So now we've got the domain name piece of it in place. That's like the inverted tip of the pyramid in some respects, I guess.
It is. Okay, so the brand and the domain name give us the capability to have a place to go, right? Because if we're just doing this kind of an audio recording to talk what about our project, it may as well be in a vacuum. You know, I'm sure there are some people listening.
And we thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good to see you again. But the reality is we have to have a place to go and share the information. Well, it just so happens that there's this really cheap and easy place to get a presence, and that's the internet. And I think that with a new brand name, the North Bay Voice, we're going to be able to go out and reach people and start to really begin the meat of this process, which is have a place to invite people to participate and help us. You and I aren't going to be able to do this ourselves. You and I aren't going to be able to do this with the help of everybody here at KRCB. It's going to take an army, and it's going to take an army of people who understand the concept of a nonprofit for the people, apolitical, non-corporate media entity that really just seeks to amplify educated voices and foster discussion and provide, you know, sort of the soapbox for people to be heard, because there's nowhere for them to go right now to be heard.
We've talked about this before in our own conversations. The legacy we have here at KRCB is the enormous public trust and regard that the brands for PBS, for NPR, have and carry forward, and in NPR's case, have been pretty proactive at extending into the internet realm. And we know that that's part of those are the shoulders we stand on in some respects. So our challenge is to trade on and live up to the expectations that come with those brands.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's exciting, too, because we don't have to necessarily prove ourselves in a vacuum. We have this association that, you know, sort of sets the standards and gives us some parameters and some credibility going in that it's up to us to sustain and build on.
Yeah, you mentioned just a minute ago, for people who aren't familiar, the visioning process that we went through back in August. And I was a volunteer who was, you know, a member and a member of the community who was invited to participate in trying to figure out the direction of KRCB and where it might go. And I remember that we, as a group of 40 or so of us, members of the community, staff, board members, and I guess regional, local professionals, we identified really early that one of the biggest assets that KRCB has is exactly that history, is exactly that built-in instant, it's earned certainly, credibility and trust that you know, this project is going to have to uphold. And there's a lot still that we have to work out. You and I talked about, Thursday last week, we had a discussion about this sort of nomenclature crisis in media and journalism. There's so many different words for reporting. Is it a blog? Is it a column? Is it opinion? Is it reporting? And where do the lines cross? And it's something I think that every media organization is struggling with, and it's certainly something that we are not going to get right the first time we do it. And I think that, you know, in the spirit of experimentation and really asking people what they think and wanting to know what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, I think that, we'll get there.
So transparency is a big piece of it, to let you know what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and ask you to tell us how we can do it better.
Yeah, and in full transparency, Bruce and I sit down to do this audio piece. This is just the second time, and neither of us have an agenda, no talking points, although I wouldn't be surprised if we do at some point. I have my notes in front of me and a couple things I wanted to touch on, but this is off...
Spontaneous and unrehearsed.
Yeah, exactly.
Any other notes you want to make sure we include before we wrap this session up?
I think, really quickly, I want to touch on the plan, right? Because I think that it's the next obvious big question that is being begged. The plan is that NorthBayVoice.org will be ready to launch and have a soft launch next week. And I think that by having a soft launch, for those of you who may not understand what that means, we're not promoting it necessarily. If you're listening to this audio piece, you are probably inside
baseball.
This is
our maximum promotion mode.
Well, I mean, but this is inside media. This Indeed. Is, you know, our project. And there are a lot of people, I think, who are interested in what we're doing. And there are a lot of people who are standing by, ready to lend their support to whatever emerges. But we have some level of accountability. And so for that, we're doing a soft launch.
And in conventional news media talk, we just buried the lead 10 minutes in.
Right.
So on our next edition, we'll tell you more about that because it will be imminent by the time you hear from us next.
That's right. Actually, now, for what it's worth, Bruce is not going to be in the office, right? You're not going to be here next Tuesday.
I will be away.
So at the very earliest, we're probably going to do our next audio piece next Thursday.
That'll be about right.
And next Thursday or Friday, we'll certainly hopefully have a website that we'll be able to talk about various different component pieces and the also important next steps, which are really going to be where the fun starts to happen and we start to reach out to the community to participate and help us make it happen.
Exciting stuff coming up. Stick around for the next one.
Yeah, cool.
Bye now.
Bye.